Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the great quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved, therefore, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net of fish behind, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples, after he was raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It is strange that Peter goes back to fishing, isn't it? Luke records a miraculous catch of fish, of which this is all too reminiscent to be an accident. There, Peter was told that from now on he would be catching men. But here he leads half the disciples to follow him, which is also strange for an apostle of Jesus. Back to the boats and out to sea they go, as if nothing had ever happened. Is the peace of Easter morning gone so few days after? Are they doubting yet what their eyes have seen, what Thomas's finger has had the opportunity to probe? Or has Peter not believed that the Lord would keep him among his disciples, given everything that has happened? "Bah, forget it, dude. I'm going fishing." This is not the task that the Lord has given him. And notice it comes to no success. And yet, there's great joy for us to see what comes next, especially if we recall Luke's gospel account and take this as a follow-up to it. "Children," someone cries out from the shore, a familiar name. Do you think that Jesus is rubbing it in a little, maybe? "Let down your nets on the right side, maybe," he says. And then, as before, there are more fish that can be hauled in. Peter was shocked in Luke 5 to see his whole life flash before him and realize that he is a sinful man before the holy Lord. And he said there the demonic thing to Jesus, "Depart from me." But here, though, how different it is. Here, he throws himself overboard to get to Jesus at the word that it is the Lord. What more? There is there a charcoal fire. A charcoal fire which we could not ignore on Friday. Once Peter had warmed himself there and saved his own skin while our Lord stood trial and was mocked. But now he is found with Jesus again, on his side, in his party, preparing and sharing in the preparation of breakfast from the catch which the Lord himself has provided. No more questions are necessary. We know who this is. He multiplies bread and fish. He welcomes his children into his presence. He is alive out of death, and he feeds his own, doesn't he always? It is Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. It is the Lord risen indeed. And where he is, there can be no doubt. There is forgiveness of sins. There is hope. There is the welcome invitation to follow him and the promise that in the Lord, our labors are not in vain. Forget the fishing then. From now on, it will be shepherding. Feed my lambs, he will say. In the catch of fish, Peter is called back and is restored. At last, it is seen that indeed his faith has not failed thanks to the prayer of Christ. Peter is back in Jesus' camp there on the beach. And unlike the fishing, this is not strange at all, dear Christians. This is what Jesus died to accomplish. It is what his resurrection indicates, that he is God for us, that he is ours, that he is our salvation. He opens the gates of the Lord's righteousness, and he brings us in with his pardon and with his invitation. John calls this the third revelation of Jesus. This is not an unnecessary addendum to the gospel. This is just what those who are tempted to give up, what those who are tempted to lose hope need. Once, when Luther was depressed, he wrote a letter to a music composer friend of his, Ludwig Zenfel, asking him to send a setting of Psalm 4, this text, "In peace I will both lay me down and sleep." Luther said, "I hope the end of my life is near. I hope that the Good Shepherd will take me out of this world soon." But Zenfel's response to Luther was marvelously playful. He didn't send him what Luther asked for. He sent a different song, these words from Psalm 118, for Luther to take to heart. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." Christ's beachside breakfast and his playfully plentiful catch of fish brings that exact same message to Peter when he had forgotten his Lord, when he had begun to drop his apostolic calling. "You are not going to die. You shall live and declare my works." Christ recalls his disciples afresh. He revives his servants again. He never tires of being your Savior. He is the same for you also, dear friends. The weariness of the past few weeks, the mountain of details that lie ahead of you, the frustration of setbacks, of denials, maybe even of betrayals, which our Lord knows too, these must not leave you lifeless or lead you to hang it up and go back to something else. If or where you have failed your Lord, even if it has been so far as to become a turncoat in the critical moment, as Peter did there in the courtyard, put all of that away in the tomb of your Lord and Savior, Christ, and take confidence from him again. It is the Lord, and he welcomes us, and he brings hope again. You also will not die, but you will live. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel. You can also learn more about KFUO Share-a-thon coming up April 27th, 28th, and 29th. You are a part of, an important part of, proclaiming the good news of Christ for you on KFUO. Your partnership is vital to carry on this work. Check it out at kfuo.org. You can find the donate button there or join us on the air, KFUO, on April 27th, 28th, and 29th.